That's the thing. I think we kept trying to fit in when the path that we really want to pursue is countercultural and against the mainstream definitions and narrative talaga. And this is where we're most joyful and peaceful too.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The more we sink into ourselves as women, I think the more secure we are in being authentic, honest, and vulnerable, diba? Kaya nga rawer and realer na this time eh, for Raw and Real version 2.0. It's about to get juicy.
You are now tuned in to Raw and Real Podcast. Hi, my name is Dana.
And my name is Stacy. We're twin sisters and former self-love advocates, keeping it raw and real on womanhood, culture, and Christianity.
Please beware, we do talk about sensitive topics that might be controversial, so just be mindful before blasting this episode on speakers.
Also, please note, bago kayo masampal ng truths na sasabihin namin,
eh nasampal muna kami nito! At masakwet. Lastly, views and opinions expressed by our guests, should there be any, are not automatically endorsed by us. Okay, now that's clear, it's time to R&R.
Hey!
What's up? Hey, Swizzy.
Hello, hello.
What's up, Stacy? Kumusta dyan? Kumusta sa isla? How's the island life, sis?
Okay naman yung island life. Same, but, you know, ang dami ko ng work na ginagawa. So, haven't been really out and about as much as before. Pero kari lang.
Wow, busy yes. Siya. Maiba yes. Naman, ano?
Yeah, yeah. How about you, Miss Unemployed? Fun employed pala.
Hey, it's fun employed. Oh my gosh, today is day one of my fun employment. I am
congrats.
Officially out from Human Nature as the PR manager, but it's not really goodbye because I'll still be doing consultancy work for them.
Nice.
Pero ito na ang update sa aking life. I will be nag-start na ang aking Eat, Pray, Love journey sa Baguio. Next stop ko Cebu. Okay. I'll be flying to Boracay to pack my bags and then fly out to Cebu. And then I'll be back in Katiklan and then my next trip will be for the US na.
Grabe.
Because girl, Usher is live!
Grabe naman yung Eat, Pray, Love mo from Baguio to Cebu and then Vegas. Amazing.
Watch this. Ayun. Pero Manila's been really good. I love reconnecting with friends here. Alam mo naman na most of our tribe andito din eh. Diba?
Yes.
Beshi time, mommy time, tita time, lafang
correct.
Time. Oh my gosh, sis. Coach.
Oh. Ayan na naman tayo eh.
Why is sugar so good? I'm dead.
Sis, it's really chemically engineered to be so good, so you will be a repeat customer of these big food industries so they can make money out of you.
What if I get it for free?
Tumigil ka. Tumigil.
May nagbigay sa akin ng chocolate.
Papa mo, bigay
anyway,
mo, pamigay mo.
Ibang episode yan.
Yo, ibang episode
ibang
yan.
Episode yan.
Mamaya madami na naman akong ikuda dyan. Anyway, so
yeah.
Today I really want to talk about, you know, finding your tribe and all these different dynamics in friendships. I mean, you know, I am in a season where my circle has definitely become smaller. I'd say it's way too small. But you know, I'm really at peace and ngayon ko talaga masasabi na I know for a fact that it's really quality over quantity when it comes to relationships.
Nice.
Yeah, because...
But it took you a while also to get to this point, right?
Oh,
I
naman.
Mean, ganun naman talaga in our 20s, parang the bigger the group, the better eh.
Oh, naman. And in your early 20s, parang syempre, you're still, you know, finding your identity, trying to understand who you are kahit na hindi ka pa talaga makaintindi kung ano ba talagang gusto mo in life. And also finding that sense of belongingness in friendships. Parang I think yan yung mga priorities of people in their early 20s eh. Diba? Parang acceptance and belongingness is really priority and finding your place.
Oh naman. ako naman, ganun din yung ano ko eh, ganun din yung naging journey ko with friendships eh. And I guess, you know, the people pleaser in me,
yes,
was so terrified. Yeah. Whenever I felt like someone didn't like me or someone made, yes, obvious signals that they're not into me, even in friendship, parang I would do so much to get their affection or their attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ano eh, it's also a healing journey for me to slowly get rid of that. Because mahirap eh, when you're wired that way to please others.
Yeah, and
it's so hard.
Yes. And on top of that, we were also having pressures, you know, to be in that it group. Alam mo yun? Yung parang, it's just really the dialogue of everyone around us na, you know, as overachievers and cool kids. Yung ganun, yung parang, you just really have to be that it group, that it barkada. And no matter how toxic it gets, alam mo yun, yung parang, basta tayo yung cool crowd, okay na yun. That's all that matters. And I think a lot of girls and boys also experience that pressure today. Alam mo yon, lalo na yan, people in college, kids in school, you know, na parang nasasanta na tuloy yung totoong values mo, yung totoong hobbies mo. Because the priority is really to
find interests.
Oh, interests. And not even that, parang even to something more superficial na just being seen with the quote-unquote right people, the cool kids. You know what I mean?
Of course. Tama. So I think this is a good episode to explore maybe relationships or friendships that we have to rethink.
Yes.
I think even and it's not even age sensitive eh, because I've seen people in their 40s and observe them na, oh my gosh, this dynamic can go on and on and on if you're really not aware of it.
Mm-mm.
Or if you feel like if you don't have the bandwidth to start over and build new friendships, because it can be a comfort zone too, ha?
Yeah.
Friendships can be a comfort zone too na, eh, ang tagal-tagal na natin magkasama eh. We've been rolling for a decade.
Yeah.
So why would we stop hanging out? Or why would we even rethink this friendship? Pero ako ang naisip ko na friendship situation that you have to rethink is when you're bonded simply because of status.
Yun.
Na parang just because you belong in a certain class.
Yun.
And you have the fine, parang gets ko naman yun, di ba? Pwede naman, may mga social groups talaga na ganyan. Pero if it's not challenging you to think, if it's not pushing you to be a better version of yourself and puro lang kayo sosyalan, pakitaan, alam mo yung TV show na Yummy Mummies?
Friends.
Di ba parang ganun lang din sila? Yung hindi naman talaga sila nagki-click or hindi naman talaga sila deep friends.
Yeah.
Pero dahil sila lang yung nandun sa class na yon and sila yung ultra-ultra rich, parang they would rather stick it out and be miserable
exactly
together with their riches.
Alam mo yun nga rin yung inisip ko eh, na actually
look for
people. Especially in girl groups, ha? I can't say the same for boys because I don't know how guy groups operate. Pero there's this dynamic among girl groups na parang you pool together, you come together para certain characteristics of each other rub on you. Tapos parang there's this just supercharged power in your group. Whatever you put it in, whether it be your looks, diba lahat kayo maganda, yun yung underlying qualification nyo, or lahat kayo sexy, or lahat kayo mayaman, or lahat kayo from
lahat kayo sexy,
this certain socioeconomic class, or you know, lahat kayo matatalino. Basta there's something that na parang, and then you come together para supercharged and everything's rubbing off of each other. And parang yun yung nagiging badge of honor nyo together. You know what I mean?
Oh, na parang, itong barkada na to, ito yung magaganda. Itong barkada na to, ito yung mga mayaman. Parang ganyan ba?
Yes, yes. Parang it's some sort of clique na iisa lang yung foundation. And, you know, I understand, of course, there has to be certain similarities, you know. Of course, that's how human nature works. That's how we work as social creatures, na there has to be a common denominator to bond the group together. But, parang, ang sina-challenge ko lang, and especially basing this off of my own experiences, is what is that common denominator, right? Parang, it has to be questioned, it has to be challenged. And, you know, I remember the quote from Tim Keller na friendships are relationships between two people who face the same path, who face the same direction, diba? Something like that. Do you remember that quote?
And they say, oh my gosh, you too.
Oo,
diba?
Yun.
Yun eh. Mm-hmm. Na parang meron kayo talagang common thing. Oo.
Yeah, so yun. Parang what is that you too you have in your relationship? In your friendships, right? Is it you too mayaman ka rin? You too, oh matalino ka rin. You too, you come from this school. Oh, you too, you come from this hobby or whatever it may be. So what is that you do? And it's so funny because a lot of certain situations come to my mind na it's just very weird yung dynamic of me being in that group. First is, you know, we went to the same college, Dana, and we were in the same group. We were in the same barkada.
Yeah.
And our college barkada, you know, in the first few years of us being in college, was this huge barkada, huge crowd, na what really bonded us was our pagwawalwal together. Basically, that's it. We like to drink.
We love to drink. We are the drinkers. Yeah.
Yeah. We love to drink. We love to party.
Party.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, yun talaga, we would pool ourselves. After school, inuman na yan agad. We had our same spot. You remember sa Pearl Drive yung Batcave? Where kids would just... It's this hallway along Pearl Drive ng mga establishments. And then, dun kami sa hallway na yon, sa ground floor nung building na yon, magkukumpul-kumpulan. As in, upo on the floor levels. Yossi, inom. And then, a lot of bars.
Away, charot.
Away, drama, Diyos ko Lord.
Away, drama.
Oo. Diba? Tapos basta yan, inuman place, inuman hangout, typical, you know. And that's where we would be. And at the same time, ang dami rin drama in our own group. Diba?
Oo.
And as a group also, so there's drama inside our group, but as a group, we also hated other groups. Remember? We would talk about
click
certain...
Wars.
Oh,
click wars.
Click wars, totoo. It's so funny now. And yung click wars, of course, are for the shallowest reasons. We just didn't like people. For the shallowest reasons.
I can't even put a finger on why we just hated each other's group so much.
I know. Ako
looking
rin.
Back now, parang, ba't nga tayo nag-away? Parang,
bakit nga may beef?
Pag nakikita na natin yung mga tao, like, I recently started talking to someone from that other barkada and we're like, why did we hate each other so much? And she's like, girl, I have no idea. Like, we're so okay.
Yeah.
Nakakaloka.
I don't know. I guess it's just, you know, siguro, and I'm sure, not siguro, no? But I'm sure we had our own levels of toxicity that added to being so hateful. We were just so hateful in our
spiteful.
Youth. Mm-mm.
Very spiteful, true.
And then on top of that, there's also this certain dynamic. So yung group kasi natin ng college, co-ed yan eh. Diba? So it has its own co-ed. Weird dynamic. And then looking now specifically on certain girl groups I interacted with, you know, me being a part of it. So there's this group I remember. I met the group through one specific person. And this person, let's name her Vilma. Ganyan. So si Vilma...
What a name! Bakit kailangan from the 70s? Napakatanda mo ba?
I know, pero okay yan. Para talagang hindi masyado makonnect the dots, okay?
Hindi, gawin mo na lang Nora. Oh, gawin mong Nora.
Oh, sige, gusto si Nora.
Sharon.
Bakit ka ba nangingialam? Eh, gusto kong Vilma eh. So, anyway. Ito si Vilma. Okay kami pag kaming dalawa lang. You know that certain kind of interaction na on your own, okay kayo. Pero pag sinama ka sa group nung taong yun, everything just turns weird. Alam mo yun? Sometimes it happens eh. So anyway, kami ni Vilma, on our own, like we would bond, we would have deep conversations together. Okay kami. Anyway, she celebrated her birthday with her high school friends and thought it was a good idea to include me. And so sumali ako sa dinner. Only to feel so left out the entire night. Yung parang siguro, of course, factor din na I'm an outsider and lahat sila magkakakilala na since high school. And then me being introduced to the group, parang I would click with a few people in the group pag kami lang. Or siguro it's also like me just being an introvert. And baka ganun lang talaga yung mas okay na scenario for me, being in smaller groups. Gets mo yun? So anyway, I joined the dinner and then we even hung out in one of the girls' condos in BGC. And grabe, I just really felt so awkward. Parang I couldn't jump in the conversations. I really would try. Pero parang they were lost in their own backstories. Alam mo yon, inside jokes and all. And I just really felt so alone that night. Na parang, oh my gosh. But I stayed. I stayed until it was over. So yon, so I remember that night. And I don't know, it just came to my mind. Na parang, grabe, I was so OP that night. And you know, nothing against those girls. Maybe tagal din nilang di nagkita-kita. And you know, syempre, they had a longer relationship than me with everyone, right? Meeting them for the first time that night. But yun, I felt so OP and parang may energy din na parang other girls. I'm not sure if this is just me being praning ha, pero malakas din naman talaga yung radar ko when it comes to energies and vibes. And parang a few of the girls there, I also felt na parang, ba't kasi andito pa yan eh? Alam mo yon? And I'm guilty of that too. Na kunwari, tayo, meron tayong barkada na matagal na tayong magkakasama. And then someone introduces a new person to the group. Alam mo yon? Yung parang, I've been on both ends. Na parang, bakit siya, ba't nagsama ka pa ng bagong tao? Or, you know, but, you know, some days din naman, I'm very welcoming. So, I understand. I completely understand the situation. Pero yun lang, parang I've also been in that situation. And meron pa akong isang naalala na parang there's also this kind of bullying in girl groups. You know what I mean? Yung parang meron lang talagang magsa-stand out na pa-queen bee who's gonna call the shots. Na parang
very mean girls.
Oh, very mean girls. I remember. So, I was in Sinulog with a bunch of office mates. Siyempre, Sinulog, nung time na yon, it was peak Sinulog era. And, you know, everyone was there. Lahat ng mga party crowds. The same people you see in BGC every weekend, every Friday night are the same people.
Sila din yung andon. Oh.
Oh, in these probinsya parties, right? So, anyway, me and my office mates went. I think it was just four of us. Pero syempre, introduce na, friend ni ganto, friend ni ganyan, hanggat sa we became a very big crowd. Anyway, I remember I was able to score weed in Sinulog, in Cebu. Okay? Ang dami, sobrang dami. I was like, what the heck are we gonna do with this? Okay? Hindi natin to mauubos for this trip. There is no way I'm bringing this back with me pa uwi. So anyway, group, we're like, okay, we end up, dude, hindi ko... Honestly, hindi ko na maintindihan at hindi ko maalala how I end up in these places, in these situations, ano. Hindi ko lang talaga maintindihan. But definitely, it's because of my walwal self and just being wapakels about it all. So anyway, I was like, you have to, magtawag kayo ng friend so we can finish this or pamigay na natin or something like that. Basta, we have to get rid of this in this trip. Okay? So, yun yung goal. I don't know whose friend this girl was, but she enters the picture. Aba, at si ate girl mo, nagbida-bida all of a sudden. She became just this captain na, okay, nagbigay ng utos sa isa't isa to itong part ng stash na to, roll it na, ito, i-bag nyo na, ito, ganyan, ganyan. Basta she just took over completely, and I just really, I was shocked because, you know, I was not in the state where I could have stood up for myself or nag-speak up about it. And I also didn't want it to be weird, you know? But this girl was just so aggressive and so dominating. And nagulat talaga ako. I guess I didn't know how to handle it back then. Siyempre, ilang taon lang ba ako nun? Parang I was in my first job, you know?
Pero hindi naman, hindi kaya parang you asked for help. I'm giving you the help.
Oh, pero I guess I just wasn't expecting it to be that dominating. Alam mo yon, parang in my head kasi, looking back now, parang I own the stash. Shouldn't I be the one, I'm just asking for help. What she did was she basically took over everything. It wasn't support na, hindi na siya parang support system. She just took over and just called the shots and then started calling more people. Na wala nang pasabi sa akin na, uy, okay lang ba? Oo, naging ganun yung dynamic.
Oh
so,
my.
Just looking back, I was just so... I don't know, na-off talaga ako doon na parang weird. Like, if that happened to me, you know, and someone was just asking for help, syempre, I'd know my place na parang secondary lang ako dito. I would still get confirmation ba, kumbaga. Alam mo yun? Parang I would still confirm everything dun sa owner, dun sa parang quote-unquote head of whatever the scenario was, right?
Oo.
But yeah, there was also that na parang honestly, I really felt bullied. And after nun, parang she never even reached out to me to thank me. Wala. Parang nagbida-bida lang siya, basically.
Gets.
Walang pa-thank you. Uy, parang thanks for hooking us up or whatever.
Oh.
None of that.
Oh. Pero parang, what do you expect? These are party people who don't give a... Alam mo yun? Yung parang...
Yeah, totoo.
They're also just kids. You're all kids in that scenario.
Yeah, you're right.
Kaloka. Anyway, tapos, paano natapos?
Wala, you know, natapos lang, naubos, thank God, naubos. And then, yeah, we just went on our way.
What a problem.
I know.
Too much weed and chinulog, help, SOS.
I know. Party girl Stacy Probs yan. By the way, kids, past is fast. Past is fast.
Past is fast kasi tapos na.
Yes, and honesty is the best, honestly. Yan, sabi ni Dana yun.
Yan. Rufa May references yan. Perfect.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, and I just, now, I can honestly say, you know, if I'm in a certain social situation na parang I feel like naka-hot seat ako or I feel uncomfortable, sometimes, as an introvert, do you feel that? Na parang, shucks, I think I said too much or parang, why was I so vulnerable in that situation? Sana nagsinungaling na lang ako. Meron ka bang ganun? Kasi ako parang sometimes I do. But at the same time, I'm shifting my focus. Kasi parang feeling ko yung ganung dialogue is the people pleaser in me eh. Na if someone is starting to disagree with what I'm saying, parang I'm gonna be more agreeable. Gets mo yun? Yung parang I would be the one to bend.
Yes.
Oo. Pag may certain disagreements or may nafe-feel na ako na friction. That was before, ha? But now,
yeah.
I find...
Oo naman.
Diba?
Gets ko yun.
But now, I find myself in social situations na I really assert myself and I assert my point. And, you know, syempre, it's the old people pleaser in me who would be ashamed. Parang trigger reaction is, nakakahiya, ba't ko sinabi yun? They weren't agreeing with me. Bakit ko, why was I so vocal? But when I was able to process it, I was like, are you proud of what you did? Yes. Are you proud you stood up for yourself and you really asserted your points without being cocky naman or without being...
Being disrespectful, yeah.
Disrespectful or without being bastos or whatever, diba? Yeah, I mean, looking back now, nung nag-die down na yung triggered... people pleaser self ko, I was like, no, I am happy with how that turned out because I was able to stand my ground, I spoke up for myself, and yeah, I was able to manage that conversation really well. I was able to handle it nicely, so pat on the back for myself, like, good job, Stace. Okay lang yan, you're really not...
Oh, naman.
Parang you're really not gonna meet eye to eye with everyone. But it's really more of how you handle that. You don't have to water down what you believe in
your experiences or what you believe in. Totoo, I think when you do that, you make yourself be more seen by you.
Yo,
it doesn't have
to
be by them.
Amen.
But it has to be by you. Kasi, alam mo, dati ganyan din ako yung ang conclusion ko dapat lagi is, oh, dapat we agree. Pag hindi nag-agree, oh my gosh, something must be wrong with me.
Mm-mm.
Pero at the end of the day, you know, it's okay to have differences in opinions. I mean, just everyone is just so diverse. At the end of the day, people will really be abrasive and you won't sit well with everyone. And what matters is you hold your ground, you know yourself, and you stand by your truth. So, ano yun? Parang it also took you a while to get here. And tama, ask yourself, ba't nga ba ako bothered?
Yeah, diba?
Diba? When someone is disagreeing with you or what, like, okay, so why are you bothered? Is it because bumaba yung likable points mo?
Mm.
Okay, so what? Kung do you even like them?
Exactly, sis. Oh my gosh. Grabe ah, as in super na-shocked ako. Diba? What a mind-blowing statement yung sinabi mo na it's not, being vulnerable is not for people to see you, but for you to see yourself even more. Wow, sis. Oh, deep
sis,
ka doon.
Sis, ako lang to. Sis, ako lang to.
Sis, wise
sis,
ka doon.
Sis, ako lang to.
Oh my gosh.
Manahimik ka, sasapunutan kita. Bilisan mo na. I-bump up na yung flight mo dito para masapak na kita.
Sis, malapit na.
But seriously, I think yung isa pang gusto kong idagdag na weird dynamic dito is just having a codependent friendship. I mean, people often think it's just in romantic relationships, but I've had a best friend from the past that was just so codependent. She made me decide everything, literally everything about her life, where she goes, how she dresses, what she eats.
Whoa, that's wild.
You know, na parang medyo na parang isip ko, shucks, this isn't normal. Parang nung una isipin mo, okay, yeah, probably she just needs help. Pero as time evolved, and I'm like, oh my,
yeah.
Like this involvement, this enmeshment even spilled over college, and it got so ugly too. Na parang at one point I became her parent, you know, na parang shocks, this isn't how friendship should be. We both should have spines, we both should have compasses, and we should just be a sweet value adding cherry on top kind of thing to each other's lives. Pero bakit parang nagiging, ano na ako dito, foundational support.
Wild.
Kaya after nun, isip ko, grabe, even in friendships, you know, people don't really talk about it, but codependency can breed even in platonic relationships.
Agree. You know, just to add to the whole codependency thing, I think, you know, bilang tayong dalawa din, our twinhood was basically codependent for most of our lives. I think I had the same dynamic with certain best friends too. Yung parang, yung akin naman manifested in a way na hindi, parang I'd be so controlling and be so demanding in the way I give advice on how they should run their lives. And now I'm really knowing my place na, alam mo, kahit ilang beses pa yan humingi ng advice, no matter how heartbreaking it is for me to see my friend do something so stupid for the nth time, at the end of the day, it's her life. And, you know, I should know my boundary too. Parang I can't keep policing friends to be, oh, gawin mo to. Eh, sinabi ko na nga sa'yo eh. Dapat gawin mo to. Gawin mo yan, gawin mo yan. Or hindi ko gusto yung tao na yan. Why are you hanging out with that person? Parang, hey, you know, have the space to know na, okay, I end here. It's still her life. It's her call. It's her decisions. Diba?
Yeah. Ano eh. Mm-hmm. Minsan, pag merong kang deep experiences with codependency, you don't know it's your nature, it's your second nature to do it. Kaya parang the first step is truly awareness eh, na once na, oh my, you know, this is hardwired in me, this I can easily go back and fall back into the same pattern. Pero ang important is you recognize every time you do, because I think what I've experienced is every time I see it manifest in my relationships again, na parang, oh my, meron pa akong codependency residue.
Mm-hmm.
Disheartened ako. Pero the fact na, wait, but I'm aware.
Yeah.
I'm aware this is happening and I'm aware that I want to change it. So this is not regressing.
Yeah.
This is me actually progressing.
Yes.
Diba? Parang ang dali kasing maging hard sa sarili natin na, o umuulit ka na naman. You know, that toxic dialogue in your head na umuulit ka na naman sa patterns mo, blah, blah, blah.
It's
blah,
the perfectionism lang, too. Oo, na parang dapat perfect
oo,
ka na.
Diba?
Oo,
oo, pero hindi eh. You know, to me, it's like, but no, I think I need to extend myself more compassion because I'm learning this on my own.
Exactly.
Isa no one's helping yun. Me. No correct. One's, diba? Parang no one modeled me differently. Mm-hmm. And I'm figuring it out on my own and with God and, you know, with a select few in my adulthood, not even in my formative years. So, why be so hard on myself?
Yeah, yeah. Agreed. Yeah. And yun nga, it's really an ongoing thing. And I'm really, really thankful, you know, na my friends may be few now, but my friends, I can say, are really my tribe, you know, na parang I can be completely vulnerable without fear, na parang baka hindi ko matrust or what, you know, I'm really, really thankful because these people are really life's greatest treasures, I must say.
Oh naman, and ako ngayon in our season, masarap din to have friends from all walks of life, but your common denominator is honesty, authenticity, and the desire to be better people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think those are the best common denominators to have when you're forming friendships. Eh. I mean, sure, you know, you have your social class na kailangan mo rin i-factor in and so these things. Pero the very foundational thing, which I realize that I have kept in most of my core friendships, is that they are people who can be honest, who can be raw and real,
mm-hmm.
and people who just genuinely want to change for the better.
Yeah. Yep. People who are not afraid to be to be humble and accountable.
Oh, eh. And I think once you found these rare qualities in people, everything else will fade away. Whether kung anong trabaho nila, sang school sila galing, anong kung nagke-K-pop ba sila, BTS Army ba sila, you know, parang it doesn't matter. What matters is, you know, you have this
yes.
really good common ground that will glue you for life. And I'm glad I can honestly say that I have more than enough in my book.
Wonderful, sis. So beautiful. Sige, dyan na natin tapusin tong episode na to because I learned from my mistakes. Okay? I learned from my mistakes. Yeah, wow. What a very insightful
wonderful.
Episode. As usual, this is like therapy to me. Okay, kumukuda na naman ako. Bye!
Bye!